Well, tell me a little bit about earlier today, getting to work with the kids. I'm sure that they were excited to get an opportunity to meet you guys, and how did the day go?
Yeah, I mean, it's just super cool for us to be able to get out more towards central Nebraska and spend a lot of time with some kids that are pretty passionate Husker fans, as we learned today. Got to hear a lot of their stories about the season and what their favorite parts were, and so we know that Nebraska fans are way outside of Lincoln, too, and so for us to be able to come out here and spend a day and a night and really just invest in kids, we really enjoyed it, and yeah, these kids are pretty awesome out here in Broken Bow. Yeah.
So does this bring back memories at all for you guys when you were growing up? I mean, I assume you were in camps like this.
Yeah, for sure. I grew up going to Coach Hoiberg's Iowa State camps, so I remember looking up to all those players, you know, pretty much obsessing over them and always wanting to get their autographs and interact with them and stuff. So to be in that position now and to you know, see these kids and get to play some basketball with them, hang out with them, it's really amazing. And like Kale said, we love doing it, so it's great to be out here.
So was there a time for each of you when you were growing up where you're like, you know what, I want to be a basketball player? Was there a moment that you can think of where you like you knew this was what you wanted to be?
I it's as long as I can remember. I don't even have a moment really. It's always been basketball. That was always my sport. That's always what I, you know, I always envisioned myself playing at this level. Obviously, it's super hard to get here, so I had to, you know, put in a lot of hard work and get lucky with some height and stuff. But yeah, it's always something that I've dreamed of, so to be here now is awesome.
Kale, what about you?
Yeah, I would say same for me. The first time that I was in the gym with my dad as a young kid, as he was coaching, like, I knew that this is kind of what I wanted to do, and so even as a little third grader, like, I knew I wanted to play in college, so it was always my goal.
Listen, in today's world of college athletics, we know that you always have the opportunity to go anywhere. What makes Nebraska special for the two of you that made you each come back?
There's a lot of special things about this place. My dad being from here is one of them. I grew up a Nebraska fan, so to be able to put that in my jersey and put that on, it's super special for me. Our fan base is incredible. It's honestly, that was a huge part of why I wanted to come back and do it for another year for my senior year. Just the support we got all last year was just incredible. It's so much fun playing in front of them at PBA, and pretty much anywhere we go, where there's going to be Nebraska fans, and you know, just the city in general, like, everything about it, I just love. So I knew I couldn't go somewhere else or turn down another opportunity to play here.
Yeah. So talk about kind of what made last year special. I remember, I mean, all of us were watching you guys and cheering you on, and I would tune in to the coverage of the tournament, and they would be asking all of the analysts, what makes this Nebraska team special? And so many times I heard it's their togetherness and their connectivity. What created that, Kale, last year?
When you get the right people in the building, those two things kind of just happen naturally. And so we had a group of guys starting, you know, with our coaches down all the way to our players that they just like to be around each other. There was never, they didn't feel like it was ever tension or force when we were together. And so when you can do that off the court, I think it really just starts to build into success on the court. And so the way that our systems and our styles are set up, like, it takes five guys to be on the same page and to play together. And so that's a big buzzword right now, but also a thing that we really pride ourselves on is we're going to have a strong culture and we're going to be a team that's really together and connected.
So I've got to ask, best atmosphere in the Big Ten to play in outside of Pinnacle Bank Arena?
I'd probably say Purdue's is the loudest for me. My favorite to play in is Indiana, but Purdue is probably the best environment.
Kale, you on the same wavelength, or you got another one?
Yeah, I think Purdue's up there, and then I'd also add Michigan State. Their students are always pretty crazy, and excuse me, they make it hard for you, so yeah. Those two.
Well, just one quick question, then I'll let you guys go do your meet and greet. I know some special things have happened in your personal life. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Both got engaged. So let me ask you this. More pressure, standing at the free throw line, needing to make two to tie the game with less than 5 seconds left, or proposing?
Oh. Okay, I'll let you go first.
I'm proposing all day. I'm dumping that free throw.
Yeah. I actually am. I'm with Kale on that one. When you know your girlfriend, as long as me and Kale did, you know, it's not as pressure. You know, it's So you step up to the free throw line. It's a little nerve-wracking,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thanks. Appreciate you taking the time. Good to meet both of you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, guys.